Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all of your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest sports developments, including updated odds on the NBA playoffs, fights, and even next season's futures. And don't forget that the MLB is back as well. Who are you picking to win the World Series? BetOnline is your continued source for all of your sports wagering needs, including live betting and your favorite Vegas casino and poker games. It's super easy to get started, so head to the website today or use your mobile device to join and use our promo code BELIEVE, that's BLEAV, to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. Hello everyone, welcome to 100's Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your host, Logan Landers, and today I'm looking at the Miami Dolphins 2022 draft needs. So be sure if you enjoyed this video or subscribe to the podcast, please like, comment, share, and subscribe. We go live each and every single day on Facebook and YouTube. Check out clips of our shows on Instagram at 100football. And, of course, our podcast, thanks to the Believe Podcast Network, available pretty much every single day. You can listen to it on any major podcasting platform, Spotify, iTunes, iHeartRadio, et cetera, and we have tons of awesome content over there. And also, we have a brand new LinkedIn page, so go over there if you have LinkedIn, if you'll connect with us professionally and see what we got going on over there. So let's get into it. The Miami Dolphins 2022 draft needs. Well, 2021 was a very unique year for the Dolphins. Started off the year very, very rough. Ended very good, though. They ended up 9-8 on the season. Of course, then they had the whole Brian Flores situation that is still ongoing. He is no longer the head coach. Then they went to go get a young man who is, you know, he's making headlines. Some don't like him. Some do. Personally, I'm a fan of Mike McDaniel. As the new coach, he's a bit of an off character, but something nice to see. So we'll see how this new regime can do in 22. Going into the draft, it's going to be a while before that draft, and it's going to be a little bit before I talk about the draft because I got to talk about their free agency. This is where they made their money this year. Let's talk about who they are getting, who they've gotten, who's going to be on the team this year in these brand new in the new uniforms this year. We got River, Kraft, they have Trent Sherfield, Raheem Mostert, Teddy Bridgewater, Chase Edmonds, Connor Williams, Cedric Wilson Jr., and, of course, we got more before I get to the big one. I gotta give y'all a minute to still process this. Thomas Morstead, Keon Crossan, Alec Ingold, Teron Armstead, right? Building up to it, and Tyreek Hill. Yeah, Tyreek Hill. That's still crazy. Going on to the guys they've lost, though, some guys who are no longer Dolphins. They are going out of the ocean. They're going to be a new team. We have a few players here. We've got Jacoby Brissett, Duke Johnson, Greg Manx. We also have Devontae Parker's gone, Mac Hollins, Justin Coleman, and Jesse Davis. So those are all the gentlemen who are going to be new members and some players they have lost. They've re-signed a few players as well. I'll go through them very quickly. We have Sam Agovin, Preston Williams, Salvin Ahmed, Elijah Campbell, Duran Smith, Nick Needham, Sheldrick Redwine, Duke Riley, Brennan Scarlett, John Jenkins, Mike Gesicki, the tight end, Alandon Roberts, Clayton Fidesilum, Emmanuel Ojibwa, Xavier Howard, that's it. A handful of free, there's still a good amount of free agents left on the board there who are team in 21. We'll see who all resigns there, or if they go to a different team, it remains to be seen. Going into the draft, the Dolphins, like I mentioned earlier, it's going to be wild for that draft. They don't have a whole lot of draft picks, but here's what they got. Round 3, pick 102. So you got to wait 101 selections before you hear that first Miami Dolphin. It's going to be a while. Round 4, pick 125. Round 7, picks 224 and 247. So only 4 selections, right? So you got to make what you can
with these selections. You really got to hit on these, really the third and fourth round picks. The seventh, that's usually for raw prospects. Might take a little bit of time. But the third and fourth round, you can still get some very, very solid players.
Tons of people take multivitamins, but it's important to choose one that is top quality. With one delicious scoop of Athletic Greens, you're absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to start your day right. Their special blend of ingredients supports gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, energy, recovery, focus, and aging. It's also lifestyle-friendly and fits a wide range of diets. There's only 1 gram of sugar and no chemicals or artificial anything. Reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. It's just one scoop and a cup of water every day. That's it. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free 1 year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/believe. That's B-L-E-A-V. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/believe. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Athletic Greens, take ownership of your health.
So, what are some areas that the Dolphins need to look at in order to get a little bit better and improve and make a run at the AFC East crown this year? Well, you can always go with another running back. Yes, I know. I just mentioned they got Chase Edmonds. But you can always get another dynamic running back. We all know, what McDaniel was doing out there in San Francisco with Debo and Mostert, all those guys. I mean, why not get another dynamic wide receiver, get a really good running back to help out your team and see what you can do? That would be great, and you're going to get a ton of them in that third round. You can also go and look at some offensive linemen, help out Tua. This is a very trying year for Tua. A lot of hate on the young man. Throughout the media and just really everywhere. So this is a big year for him. Get a little bit more help on the O-line. I know you got Armstead, right, who you picked up. That's a big get. But you can always get someone in the fourth round, too, to maybe help out, fill out some holes. I think that would really help out Tua. So really main two, I would look at maybe getting another running back and help out and getting an offensive lineman to help out Tua. And then also you can help fill out the team with some edge rushers. You can maybe also – keep looking at a backup quarterback, another wide receiver. You can look for a potential safety. Also, some other areas they need to look at and improve on a little bit. But, I mean, overall, man, this Dolphins team, they've made their money worth in free agency. The draft is just kind of second nature to them. And, like I said, it's going to be a while before you hear the Miami Dolphins logo. You're going to see it. You're going to hear their name get called. So, I think go with a running back maybe. Or go with an offensive line, whatever you feel like. And then in the fourth round, seventh round, go with some wide receivers, from safeties, maybe a backup quarterback maybe, and see what you can do. But overall, man, I like this Dolphins team. It's going to be a fun team to watch this year. I think they are going to improve. I think it's going to be a better year for them. I'm not going to go with a record, but I think they'll get over 10 wins. And the AFC East is about to get really competitive. I'm excited to see what they're going to do with – the Bills have, having a good resurgence lately. The Patriots is, the Patriots. I don't got to say more. The Jets are trying to improve quickly. They have those two top 10 picks this upcoming draft, so we'll see who they select and how they pan out. So the East is about to get a lot stronger, and we'll see how the Dolphins can do. I think they'll do fine. But please, drop a comment. Who will the Dolphins select? Who do you want them to select? Drop a player. And who do you think the Dolphins will be? Who's their biggest threat this year, right? It's going to be the Bills. It's going to be the Patriots. We love to interact with y'all in the comments. And we could do this without any of y'all.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
Like I said, I've been your host, Logan Landers. But before I leave, if you enjoy the show today, please like, comment, share, subscribe. Be sure to go over to our podcast and check us out. Leave a review. We go on Spotify, Apple Podcast, iTunes, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, Overcast, Amazon Music. If you have an Alexa or a Google Home device, just say, hey, Alexa, play 100 Yards Football or anything like that, and it will happen. It'll play. And, like I said, we couldn't do this without any of y'all, any of the support of the fans. So we thank you so much for all of your continued support. Like I said, I've been your host, Logan Landers. Have a great day, everyone, and we will talk to you again on another live episode. See you soon.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.